Chapter 2 Babylon. Written by David W. Dyer. Read by Wayne O'Connor. In the scriptures, the devil's woman, his prostitute, has another specific name. In prophetic scripture, she is called Babylon. Babylon is a woman who is beautifully attired. She is bejeweled with precious stones, pearls, and gold. She no doubt has her makeup well done and her hair expertly styled. This woman is sensationally attractive. She represents the best and most alluring things and pleasures which this world has to offer. Her entire function is to seduce men's hearts away from God to the riches and delights which this world has to offer. In Revelation chapter 17, we read about her. It seems that she is doing her job well. The kings of the earth are debauching in an adulterous relationship with her, and the inhabitants of the world are drunk, literally intoxicated with the pleasures and things which she has to offer. Verse 2. They're all committing adultery with her. Their hearts are far from God, and a submitted love relationship with him, and instead are insatiably chasing satisfaction with the devil's substitute. They are all in an insane rush to obtain and enjoy everything which the devil's kingdom has to offer. Why is she called Babylon? It is because Babylon of the Old Testament was the epitome of such worldly behavior. She was the center of an indulgent, sinful culture full of excesses of every kind. She was the most luxurious, the most prosperous, the most powerful place on earth at one time. All that the world is and has to offer was concentrated there, in her, at the peak of her influence and power. She was the epitome of the worldliness and sin of that time. Babylon, therefore, serves as a type of all the sensuality, pleasure, and sin which the world has to offer. Of course, today, this spiritual, immoral woman still exists. In fact, she is rampantly visible in our current world. We read that this prostitute sits on many waters, Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. This means that her influence is widespread. It reaches all around the globe. We are told that the waters which you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. In her hand is a golden cup. This cup is full of her seductive attractions. It is brimming with her fornication. It represents all the things which this world has to offer. She is offering this cup to all, inducing them to come and drink until their senses are dulled and their hearts abandoned to seeking the things of this world. Great multitudes are swilling down this beverage as fast as they can, giving themselves over completely to an adulterous relationship with the devil's woman. No matter where you may travel in this world, most of the populations of the nations are drunk with this wine. They are madly pursuing success, fortune, leisure, and all that the world has to offer. They are in a headlong rush to acquire more and more of everything that is really part of the devil's kingdom. Satan's ruse, his subtle trick of offering men and women an attractive substitute for a relationship with God, is working. Most of the world, both inside and outside the church, is in a frenzy to try to satisfy their carnal desires by indulging in all the many pleasures this woman has to offer. They are indeed drunk with the wine of her fornication. Consequently, their hearts are far from God. Their affections have been drawn away and captured by the offerings of the devil's kingdom. You have just listened to a chapter from one of David Dyer's books. These recordings or copies of the book are available at www.agrainofwheat.com. No spaces, all small letters. That's www.agrainofwheat.com.